Hello and welcome to this edition of The Blind Vine for December 26th, 2007, the last broadcast for 2007. We have a program today I hope you enjoy, and I'll be back in just a moment to tell you more about it. I had so many good comments about the show last week, and I enjoyed doing it so much. And I'm going to be away again this week as well. All those reasons convinced me to do one more show of Christmas music for 2007. I know it's the day after Christmas, and I'm playing music that maybe people are tired of hearing in some cases, but I'll try and make it interesting. I'll try and make it something that you'll enjoy, that you may not have heard in other places, and we'll have fun and keep the spirit of Christmas alive for at least one more day. We were doing a little bit of handbell music box kind of Christmas at the end of the show last time, and let me begin today with a handbell choir. It's called the Sonos Handbell Choir. They're becoming more and more famous. They play every year in San Francisco, often at a concert called Pipe Dreams, where there are pipe organs and handbells and things like that. They're a very accomplished group. They do fascinating, wonderful arrangements of things. So let's start off with a couple of tunes from the Sonos Handbell Choir from their Christmas album of 1995. Sonos. Thank you. Great fun arrangements from the Sonos Handbell Choir. Hope you enjoyed those songs. Another great thing about Christmas music and Christmas songs is how they transcend borders, countries, and in particular, I want to highlight some German Christmas songs today. They're done by the Tomener Choir. They were recorded at King's College, not too far from London, a beautiful, beautiful sounding hall and a beautiful choir to bring us Christmas carols from Germany, the Tomener Choir.
Thank you.
beautiful music from the Tominer Choir recorded at King's College, Cambridge. While we're in the United Kingdom, I thought I'd take a few selections from a BBC-produced Christmas album. It contains Christmas music from the 12th to the 20th century. And now let's hear a few selections from that album, most of which I'm sure you'll recognize right away.
Thank you.
Christmas classics brought to us by the British Broadcasting Company. Now, what would Christmas be without some pipe organ music? And to bring us pipe organ music of the Christmas season, I give you the world-renowned organist, Mr. Virgil Fox. Oh, those great pipe organ sounds from Virgil Fox, one of the finest organists ever to record, in my opinion, and I hope of yours as well. Well, as I say, it's Christmas Eve. Things are a little crazy outside. Everyone doing their last-minute shopping. Some of the stores around here have been staying open for 48 hours, which is unbelievable to me, but that's what's going on. And I hope that all of you have a wonderful, merry Christmas, Hanukkah, holiday season, both prior to today and from this day forward. I wish you all the very best for the coming year. We'll be back live and in person with a broadcast of Blind Vine for you next week. We'll take your calls, take your comments, and we'll wind up today with a beautiful, beautiful recording from a local men's chorus called Chanticleer, and end this program with one of everyone's favorite Christmas songs. And all the best to you until next week. This is Chris Gray signing off. You're listening to ACB Radio Mainstream, the voice of the blind community.